In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, we are now in these last hours before the great feast of Christmas, when the Son of God became a man in order to redeem us. As we are about to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the most important fact in history, which divides history in two, before Christ and after Christ, we have to know that this celebration for us is not simply a commemoration of something that happened in the past. Even though we were not present in Bethlehem when he was born of the Virgin Mary, yet we should not envy the shepherds or the wise men who had the grace to be there with Christ. We should not envy them, because mysteriously, you and I are also called to go to the crib and to share in all the graces and joys of the birth of our Savior. Because he was born for us as well, so how could we be left behind? The truth is that God foresaw a wonderful way for us to share in this mystery of our salvation. God prepared for us a spiritual bridge by which we can cross space and time and be able to share in all the graces of the birth of Christ, as if we were present there. And it is a spiritual bridge, is the liturgy. It is in the liturgy that we can here and now adore Christ, really present among us. It is through the liturgy that we can here and now share in all the graces of his mysteries. So when the church celebrates the mysteries of our salvation, she is making all the graces of these mysteries available to us. Even though we were not present there where these things happened, yet the graces of these mysteries can really reach us, touch us today in the liturgy. It is clear that this way of understanding our liturgy is far different from the way Protestants understand their services. For them, the liturgy is a simple celebration of something that happened in the past, and nothing more, nothing else. But for us, even if the liturgy has this dimension of bringing to memory things that happened in the past, yet the liturgy of the church is much, much more than that. It's much more than a celebration of a past event. Because by the liturgy, we are allowed to participate here and now in the mysteries of our salvation. The liturgy is not a simple pious thought or an imagination, but it is a powerful reality that unites heaven and earth, time with eternity. The liturgy is like a spiritual key by which the church unlocks the treasures of heaven so we can participate in them. So when the church celebrates the nativity of Christ, my brethren, all the graces of this ineffable mystery are made present, available to us. So we should reflect, we should think about the supernatural reality in which we are placed at every Holy Mass. Because during Mass, we are somehow out of space and out of time. Heaven and earth are mingled, and angels and men adore together their only Lord. What a tremendous reality that we, my brethren, do not appreciate enough. So when you come to church to celebrate Christmas, come as if you were going to the manger itself in order to adore the Lord. Because, my brethren, that is exactly where the liturgy will take you, to the manger itself, in order to adore your Lord. Come with an open heart, and God will fill it with many graces, with the same graces He gave to the shepherds, with the same graces He gave to the wise men. But I dare to say that God will grant you even more. Because the shepherds and the wise men, they were obliged to leave Jesus Christ there with Mary and Joseph. But you, when you come to receive your Lord in Holy Communion, you can take Him with you. He's yours. So, my brethren, let us prepare our hearts to be the spiritual cradle of the child Jesus. Let us take away all these desires for pleasure and money that may occupy our hearts. Let us leave behind any kind of enmity and resentment that we may still have against our neighbor. And let us approach the manger of our Savior with a pure heart, with the heart of a child, in order to receive all the graces that the divine child has prepared for us. God became a man in order to die for our salvation. So may the celebration of His birth make us aware of His infinite love for each one of us. Because it was for me, it was for you, my brethren, if He was born, it was for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.